From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The governor of Istanbul, Turkey, said an explosion Tuesday in the city's historic Sultanahmet district killed at least 10 people and wounded 15 others. A statement on the city's government website said the type of explosion, cause, and who is responsible are all under investigation. Witnesses described the blast as loud and that it shook the ground. Sultanahmet is a major tourist area in Istanbul that is home to attractions such as the Blue Mosque and Hagia Sophia. The Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, convened an emergency security meeting after the explosion. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for all factions to be included in the newest round of peace talks between armed ethnic groups and the country's ongoing quasi-civilian government. She says it's time, based on the mandate, it's the right thing to do what the people want us to do. We're ready to take the responsibility of building forever peace. I hope everyone will help us. The Nobel Peace Laureate made the remarks Tuesday at the opening day of negotiations. Her speech marked the first involvement in the ongoing peace process and could lay the groundwork for an eventual deal with her National League for Democracy, which takes power in March. The Taliban said Tuesday it was convinced by Qatari mediators to release a Canadian man on humanitarian grounds after holding him hostage in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister announced Monday the release of Colin Rutherford, who went to Afghanistan in 2010 and was reported missing in 2011. A Taliban video 3 months later accused him of spying, but Rutherford said he was a tourist interested in history and historical sites. This is VOA News. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American people to lay out his vision not only for his remaining months in office, but for the future of the United States. Not just the remarkable progress we have made, not that we want what I want to get done in the year ahead, but we all need to do this together in the years to come. That's according to President Obama in an Oval Office video previewing his address. In the video, the president says he has never been more optimistic about the path the United States is on. It is this optimism that White House officials say will be showcased when the president addresses the nation for his last State of the Union on Tuesday. VOA will carry live coverage of the president's speech beginning Wednesday at 2 hours Universal Time. South Africa has been given a March 15th deadline to allow U.S. poultry into the country or lose duty-free access for its farming exports under the African Growth and Opportunity Act, according to a proclamation issued Monday by U.S. President Barack Obama. Last week, the South African Minister of Trade and Industry announced the two countries had completed negotiations on various meat imports, but the U.S. Ambassador, Michael Froman, warned that there were more hurdles for Pretoria. An agreement between the government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns in Syria. Some news accounts report dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort represents the first supplies that the towns have had for months. Abdulaziz al-Mashi is the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement and blames the regime of Bashar al-Assad for the widespread suffering.
Assad has been using food as a weapon for almost 3 years. So basically, when Assad failed to break into the opposition-held areas by force, he used like all kind of weapons he has got, including chemical weapons, and then he started using food as a weapon.
Meanwhile, Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery and blamed what he called armed terrorist groups for the humanitarian disaster.
The reality of the so-called besieged, hard-to-reach areas is that some of those areas are controlled by terrorist groups who are using civilians as human shields, and other areas are besieged from the terrorist groups who are preventing the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
South African Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius has appealed to the country's constitutional court in a last-ditch attempt to overturn his murder conviction for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He's been on bail awaiting a new sentence since early last month when judges found him guilty of murder, overturning an earlier conviction on a lesser charge of manslaughter. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.